Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Rhino's Help Me, Man. Man, what a crazy podcast journey this has been on. I have gotten to experience this with each and every one of you. I still hear people blah, blah, like that, and I just get totally shocked and awed. I don't even know how to process it all, so thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all for constantly telling your people and telling people around you about this podcast, because I do it to encourage that one person who needs that moment of encouragement, who needs that strength to get through the next day, who needs that next step to take them on their journey. That's what this podcast is all about. That's why I do all this. I do it for each and every one of you out there, because I don't know what each and every one of you is going through. And I want to know what each and every one of you is going through, but I may never know what each and every one of you is going through. Each and every one of you could have your very different, yet similar situations going on. And you may have each other, for all I know. And that's okay. But I'm here for those people who maybe don't have that person around, who maybe don't have that voice that's able to help them through this, who maybe don't have that way that they want to go, who maybe don't know where the next step in their journey is supposed to be because they're depending on the Lord or they're questioning where their calling is. Every little bit of this is based on what you feel and what you believe. And it just takes time. But if you came here, you know that there's three different ways that I try to explain what I'm trying to talk about. And each way is a different intake into it, a different way that you can look at your life and you can figure out what it takes or what it needs to be and how you can be better at it. That's all good. And that's all fine and dandy. That's just the time and effort and energy we all need to be successful. So, the name of this podcast is called Taking Ground. I just want to paint a picture. So, this would have been, I'm guessing, around 2008 to 2010. You're in the movie theaters and you're watching Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. And you see Aragorn yell at the Rohirrim, as well as his hobbits, as well as Gandalf, and he yells at him for Frodo, and then starts charging into battle. And then all of a sudden, all the other guys fly into battle to establish this type of dynamic. And then you see it pivot to Sam and Frodo. Sam and Frodo are trying to get the ring back to Mordor. And it's taking a minute. And they are tired. They've been through a lot. And they have dealt with a lot because the ring is very powerful and heavy to hold. And it's a lot of a burden for one person to carry. So, you see this little cutscene. And this is the part that I'm really trying to dive into. You see this little part where it's the like kind of Shire music. And so the Shire music's kind of playing in the background. And they're trying to climb up Mount Doom. And Mount Doom is unable to be climbed super far up because it's kind of made of ash and lava. And so Frodo tries to climb a little bit up, and he gets a little bit of the way, but then he grabs this one rock, and this rock starts to slip with his hand, and he's slipping, and he just passes out right there. Sam runs over and grabs him, and they do that cliche thing. I don't know if you guys remember it, but he says, "I can't carry the ring for you, but I can carry you. Come on." And he picks up Frodo, which is a totally another story for a different podcast. He picks up Frodo and starts carrying him up the mountain. But What even Frodo was doing? He was taking ground. He was trying to get there. And what Frodo was doing, he was doing with a purpose. He had a goal he wanted to accomplish, and he kept doing and working towards it. I can only relate this back to my life and my journey, but when I first started in my associates in cybersecurity, I did not think it would open this many doors. And then it would allow me to feel something differently about IT. I've practically finished the course, each step, each module, each week for me has been taking ground. There were some weeks where I didn't know what I was trying to do, what I was trying to portray, and what it was I was trying to do in IT. There were some times where I just kind of got through the week, finished the assignments, and submitted them for approval. That's all I could possibly do. But each and every step along the journey has led me to different venues, different avenues, different goals, different setups that have helped me. Each and every class that I've taken on this journey has taught me something new about IT. It's made me want to learn something new about IT. It's made me want to increase my understanding of something in IT. I am taking ground for my life, and you can do the same. It just takes that time and energy to build up into some days. Some days may not even feel like victories. You may look around and be like, wow, I'm still pretty much at the same. Or you could be like in the example, you could be like Frodo, and you've made it barely half a centimeter, but you still took ground. You still made a habit for yourself. You still built a discipline. You still found a way to see the positivity, even in a world of negativity. So my tip for you guys when it comes to the physical side of this is start taking ground in your life. Maybe you want to listen to your wife longer. Take a minute and think about what she says. Let's say you've been listening to her for like 20 minutes. Try 21 minutes if you need to. Maybe you want to run a mile. You don't go out and start running a mile. You're going to pop a hamstring or you're going to get in pain. You start with taking that first step. You start with doing that first part of that exercise. And it just builds from there. Nobody started running a mile the first day. I didn't even start running a mile the first day. I started by walking around the block. I started by learning what my body could take and what my body couldn't take. And then I built on it. Now I'm walking about 5 miles a day. That's pretty impressive. Life is about taking a step. It's not about cowering in fear as a person. That should be a huge, anybody should write that if you're going through something. So what does taking ground look like mentally? Mentally, we all need to take ground over our situations. We all have challenges and curveballs that life has thrown us. It is our job to be ready, because life will come at us like a roaring fireball. It'll attack your greatest weaknesses in your brain. It will divide and conquer, make you self-sabotage yourself. It will find your weakness and it will constantly plague it, because your brain is always thinking. Your mind is constantly on the run. It's constantly processing things. It's constantly analyzing things. And our brains are constantly running a mile a minute. They are constantly plaguing us with, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if that happens? I found this article and it talks about the brain chemistry that happens with our mind when we take ground. When we take ground, doing so pushes your mind to hone in on your current surroundings instead of ruminating on what's to come. When we continue to push ourselves, when we continue to move ourselves, our bodies instantly go into this state of, we need to be better. We need to propel ourselves more. We need to step up more. But when you're pushing for that ground, pushing for that extra step, gaining that extra turf, you need to make sure that you're ready to take on that turf, because there's new challenges each and every time you push yourself or you take that ground. All of a sudden now, imagine if you took like one step in your mental health progress and you take a step up. Now you're on a whole new level of the mountain. You're facing totally different challenges within that mountain. Now you're looking at different obstacles, different dynamics because you've made that first step of progress. And now you're on this new mountain. I wouldn't say new mountain, but just imagine you're going up a mountain and now you're facing different roadblocks now. Now you have certain animals on this side of the mountain. Now you have different obstacles that you're facing. Maybe now you just realize that there's some unresolved trauma that you've had to deal with now. That could be what's hindering you from taking that next step up the mountain. But as we continue to take ground, we continue to see new challenges, and we have to adapt to those new challenges and face them head on. So my tip for you guys is mentally look back on some shortcomings and reflect on how you've grown in them. Because we have taken ground. Each of us have taken ground. If you're not taking ground in anything, I would recommend calling a friend or family member and ask them to listen to something that you want to begin to take ground on. Because there's things that we've been thinking about that it's like, I want to fix that, or I want to do better at that. And if you tell someone about it and you tell how you're going to step-by-step plan it, you'll go ahead and follow through with that plan. That's the beauty of following through with these plans, and it just continues to get better from there. What an amazing discovery, though, is that you found something that you want to work on, and now you're ready to take it on. But what a great discovery to know that, like, say you've been working on trying to not have so many, like, in the gray days, as some people say, but also, like, days that you've struggled with depression, you know. Say you want to get from 7 days of struggling with depression to 6 days. And you choose to have one day where you just kind of enjoy yourself and you enjoy all that life has to offer. What a great opportunity, because now you have one less day you struggled with that mental illness or that mental insecurity in your life. Now you're taking ground in that. Maybe you're only struggling 2.5 days now. Maybe it's 3 to 4 days. That's so much less. And now it's lesser days in a month that you're struggling with it. It just compounds on itself. It's lesser days in a year, lesser days in 10 years, you know? Like, it just begins to compound, and then you start looking at the grand scheme of life. What a powerful testament to what we live in and what we deal with on a daily basis. Spiritually, I really felt God really sharing with me today about this. I don't know if someone needs to hear this, but I have talked about it in prior discussions, especially with the Easter season coming along. And the Easter service is very a reminder to me that Jesus lives on in my life and that Jesus is Lord over my life. And he's there for me through it all. He's been my comforter, my shelter, and my tower. He is the focal point of my life. So what do I have to be afraid of? Why would I have to even be afraid? Because the Lord is with me. So there's a lot of depictions, like the Passion of the Christ, and then there's like the Bible retelling, and there's a couple other stories, but they all share a similar part when it comes to the day of Calvary. So he's been beaten. Jesus has just been like destroyed. Like, he's had 40 lashes, like, he hasn't had water or bread for a day or two. So he's starving. And then the Roman soldiers tell him, hey, pick up your cross and carry it through the lands up to Calvary Hill. And he slowly carries this cross to Calvary Hill. And every step in the depictions of it, he just falls over or his knees just kind of give out a little bit. I think of that as taking ground. Every time Jesus stumbled a little bit, he knew that he was doing it for each and every one of us. He knew he was doing this exhausting thing, this painful thing for him, because he wanted to see each and every one of us in heaven. He wanted all of us to be Christians. He wanted all of us to be with him in the house of the Lord. And he chose to die this painful of a way that we could all spend eternity with God. He broke the covenant of what was said in the Old Testament to allow us newborn believers to spend eternity with him in heaven. And that is what is profound about that story. He did all of that for us, for you, for me. He wants each and every one of us to see us in heaven. He also said, as one of his last few scriptures before he died on the cross, he said, pick up your cross daily. Now, for each one of us, that could be a different sin. That could be a different thing that we struggle with. But we all have something that we struggle with. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so each and every one of us will have to deal with what that will be. Maybe some of you have a struggle with reading your Bible. That's not really a sin, but each one of us has a different vice. Maybe some of you like drinking alcohol too much. Maybe some of you like smoking too much. There's so many different vices. There's so many different things that we do out of moderation, and it causes a snag in our relationship with God. And Jesus said, to follow me, you need to pick up your cross daily. I have to die to my fleshly desires each and every day, or else I'm never going to make it to heaven. So I spend every day trying to remind myself that Jesus has conquered my life and he's become the Lord of my life. And that's all that matters to me. Psalm 143:10 in the ESV says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. This is David calling out to God and learning how to walk and take that ground. Ephesians 3:16-17. This is Paul writing from the ESV. That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Paul says that to remind us that we all need Jesus to lead us and to keep helping us as we carry our cross. We all need Jesus to open our hearts and reveal his name above all names to all of us. So my tip for you guys is pray that the Lord will heal and protect you and light you on this journey of taking ground. Find a brother or sister that you can share something you want to take ground in with the Lord's help. Maybe there's something, maybe you've wanted to pray to God for 10 minutes a day. Well, start with praying in the car. Maybe you have some friends who are going through some stuff. Start praying for them. Read some Bible scriptures and share some scriptures with them. A lot of people in the Christian faith tend to not turn down Scripture, because Scripture is what we all tend to abide our lives by. Wow. So, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for liking and subscribing this. I really enjoy getting to share this podcast with you. You all make it a huge difference, and you all make it a blessing and an encouragement for me. I get to share this, and I just love getting to hear from each and every one of you. Each and every one of you has a story. Don't let your story be defined by the world. Take ground in your life. So, pray that the Lord will heal you and protect you and light you on this journey of taking ground. Find a brother or sister that you can share something you want to take ground in on your journey. Mentally look back on some shortcomings and reflect on how you have grown in them. If you're not taking ground, call a friend or family and ask them to listen on something that you want to begin to take ground on mentally. Start taking ground in your life. Maybe you want to listen to your wife longer. Take a minute. Think about what she says. Maybe you want to run a mile. Start with going around the block. Life is about taking a step. It's not about cowering in fear as a person. So that'll do it for me tonight. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.